From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Even with airstrikes from coalition forces, Syrian leaders insist the Assad government did not release chemical weapons on civilians. President Trump announced the mission and motive behind the attacks, which targeted three Syrian chemical weapons sites.
I ordered the United States Armed Forces to launch precision strikes on targets associated with the chemical weapons capabilities of Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. A combined operation with the armed forces of France and the United Kingdom.
Last week, at least 40 people were killed in the Syrian city of Douma from an alleged chemical attack. Earlier, Bashar al-Jafari, permanent UN representative for Syria, said the Assad blames others for the chemical attacks.
We said it many times. Of course, the terrorists have acquired chemical substances from Libya a long time ago, from the Libyan stock. But this operation was facilitated by the Turkish intelligence, the Saudi intelligence, and the American and French intelligence services.
Russia, a longtime ally of the Syrian government, warned a military conflict could erupt if the U.S. and its Western allies took action in Syria. U.S. President Donald Trump Friday blasted former FBI Director James Comey as an untruthful slimeball and said that it was his great honor to fire. Commenting from his Twitter feed, Trump called Comey a proven leaker and liar and a terrible FBI chief. He even claimed everyone in Washington called him for him to be fired, and it was a great honor to do so. The barrage of insults come as Comey engaged in a publicity campaign for his book. This is VOA News. One Palestinian has been killed, more than 900 others injured by Israeli troops and who are repelling Palestinians at the Gaza border with Israel. Palestinian protesters are demanding an end to a blockade to return Palestinian refugees. Israel says that will not happen. A number of topics will be on the table next week when U.S. President Donald Trump hosts Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. North Korea's missile program is likely to dominate the discussions. Mr. Abe is expected to remind Mr. Trump to negotiate on all types of missiles when dealing with Pyongyang. Narashige Mishida is a scholar at the National Graduate Institute for Policy Studies in Tokyo.
While the United States is interested in addressing the issue of intercontinental ballistic missile, you know, long-range missiles capable of reaching the United States, but from the Japanese perspective, what's more important to us is medium-range ballistic missiles with a range of about 1,300 kilometers, capable of reaching most part of Japan, including Tokyo.
Some Japanese analysts say that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping last month indicates Pyongyang's nervousness about the upcoming talks with South Korea and the U.S. Researchers who say that they are fed up with the politicians ignoring science are once again taking to the streets in Washington, D.C. and hundreds of cities around the world. The second March for Science takes place after a turbulent year in science policy under the Trump administration.
Chris Zarba retired from the Environmental Protection Agency this February. After 38 years at EPA, he says the Trump administration has been different from any he's seen.
I think across the boards we've seen a real sidelining of science.
As the Trump administration undoes what it calls job-killing regulations on climate change, water pollution, pesticides, and more, Zarba says industry has a voice, but science does not. Fear that science would be sidelined is why scientists took to the streets a year ago. March for Science co-organizer Caroline Weinberg.
There's been a real wave of science advocacy, and I think that what the March for Science the first time around did was bring that to the forefront of the public's attention, that there are all these people like ready to mobilize around something so important.
And she says scientists have remained mobilized in the year since the march. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.
The government of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi is expressing serious concern over a move by the International Criminal Court seeking jurisdiction over alleged deportations of Rohingya Muslims from Myanmar to Bangladesh. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.